There was a certain fortune teller who was ahead of a very successful business in the town he lived. He was a very short man, had a very quick wit, and a charismatic personality. He attracted a lot of elderly, wealthy widows. He always gave them a very positive fortune. One day, greed got the better of him. He told one of his clients her fortune was to give him a large amount of money. A little later, she realized she'd been taken advantage of, and she went to the police. They investigated, arrested him. He was convicted and sent to prison. Now, after a few months in jail, he devised a plan and escaped. And when he did, the authorities put out a bulletin and read, "Be on the lookout for a small, medium at large." A small, medium at large. That's a joke, folks. It fits in, though. In the gospel, we are told Zacchaeus is a very short man, small of stature. He's a wealthy chief tax collector of Jericho. Now, describing Zacchaeus as a tax collector said just one thing to the people. He was a crook and a hated man. You see, under the Roman system of tax collection, the right to collect taxes in a designated area was sold to wealthy Jews. Now, the winning tax collector would be the official one and free to assess enough taxes to repay Rome their share and recoup his investment and make a profit. I think you can see with that kind of system, it was ripe for abuse, and the people were usually gouged for excessive amounts of taxes and tolls. Therefore, anyone who occupied that position was generally hated for two reasons. One, he was considered a thief, a sinner, perhaps even worse in some minds, a collaborator and traitor for dealing with the Roman occupiers. So it's no wonder that Luke says that today in the gospel, the crowds began to grumble and say, "Jesus has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." Now, many of us gripe about high taxes and other inefficiencies, inequities in our local and national governments. It seems our elected officials get blamed for all that is wrong in the country, the state, and the city. And many focus their favorite issue on those people, whether justified or not. That's the kind of frustration the Jewish people felt towards Zacchaeus. In any case, Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus is significant. Generally, in Luke's gospel, Jesus is pretty hard on the wealthy. Remember the rich young man who couldn't detach himself from his wealth, his goods, and follow Jesus. He went away sad. Or Lazarus, who we heard about a few weeks ago, who lay in the bosom of Abraham while the rich man suffered torment in another world. Another sad story. But in Zacchaeus' case, Jesus shows concern for all strata of society, not just the poor and needy. And Zacchaeus responded. The gospel reminds us that Jesus' mercy and forgiveness is meant for all, not the chosen few, that we may judge deserving of his love. Zacchaeus' public confession and commitment to distribute half of his possessions to the poor and take care of anyone he has defrauded indicated to the people that maybe they had misjudged him. We have heard a lot of judging, haven't we? Stereotyping and name-calling during this long, painful presidential campaign, haven't we? Names that pit one group against another, for instance. Democrat versus Republican, conservative versus liberal, citizens versus illegal immigrant, religious versus non-religious, rich versus poor, blue-collar versus white-collar, and many more. The candidates even call each other names like tax cheat, womanizer, liar, and thief. There are others not fit to be repeated in church. Is this really how a supposedly civilized society based on the Judeo-Christian beliefs acts I wonder what the Lord is thinking about all this. Do we sometimes unjustly judge others and automatically suspicious of certain types of peoples because of their classes? It's easy to stereotype people by the color of their skin, their religious belief, their country of origin, their language. But stereotypes really do not exist. Only unique individuals with unique needs exist. Recall the reading from Wisdom today says, Lord, you have mercy on all because you can do all things. You overlook people's sins that they may repent. Jesus looked at Zacchaeus with the eyes of mercy and saw a unique person seeking to change, not a sinful tax collector. He even said to him in the gospel, the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost. You know, the dishonest fortune teller was seeking to escape a physical prison. Zacchaeus was seeking to escape from a prison of greed and power. Some people in our country need to escape a prison of prejudicial stereotypes and name-calling. As we ponder the story of Zacchaeus today, alongside the current rancor of the political campaigns, let us consider how each of us look upon others who don't agree with our religious beliefs or our political beliefs. Do we see them as those other people, or do we see them through the eyes of mercy as unique individuals?